This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Vastly, vastly overrated. And Bill Belichick does this as much as anybody. When he's all week long practicing out in a blizzard in New England to, quote, whatever, get him accustomed, get him ready. I don't want that. I want to be in a bubble. I want to get the practice done. I want to be efficient, work your plays. And by the way, some people agree, but some people,
Nobody agrees with you on that.
Let me finish. The majority are disagreeing with me.
The majority? Nobody agrees with you.
They absolutely do.
Show me one. Read one.
Okay, here's the thing, though. One of the complaints.
Some people agree. Read one.
One of the complaints is, you get I'm looking on Facebook
and
message.
And
right
if you're just tuning in, John Lopez says that Bill Belichick is a fraud.
I did not say that.
I
said it's vastly overrated for any coach
to practice in the cold when you're going to play in the cold on Sunday.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Such a bad take.
I believe we took 4 calls on the topic and 3 sided with me.
Yeah, but they
we can
were
go
all,
back and listen
they were
to
all on your demo, though. They were all on your demo.
No, they were not.
They weren't being fair. Football Friday on In the Loop. Landry Locker, the OG John Lopez, Figgy Fig, keeping us on the air. 2 days away, John Lopez, from the best day in all of sports, in my opinion. Not the best event.
Some would argue. How about the day?
The best individual day in sports. Championship Sunday in the NFL. All of the buildup that comes with the NFL season. All of the storylines. All of the what-ifs answered on this Sunday leading up to the Super Bowl, which is 2 weeks away. You get 2 high-quality NFL playoff matchups with everything on the line, usually featuring the best teams in the league. This is the best sports day in the of the entire year. That's my opinion, but I know that you disagree and you have a list of other days that you consider a notch above what we're going to see on Sunday. And by the way, right here on Sports Radio 610.
Absolutely, you heard right here. All right, well, let's kind of rank these as we go down. You can rank them, and you can weigh in at 713-572-4610. Because I one of mine is a little bit out there, but I think Landry kind of agreed with it when I mentioned it to him earlier. I think the first day of March Madness, that Thursday, is an incredible day. And we're talking about not like the event so much as just the sports day where you get, as the kids like to say, you get the feels, inside.
Do the kids say that still?
I don't know. Do they?
Figgy?
Am I already past
people
due?
Say the feels?
People still say the feels?
I don't think so.
A month ago they did.
I don't think so. The kids, 713-572-4610. We got a lot of kids that listen to us, a lot of college kids, a lot of loopholes. Do you still say feels? I would say probably not.
Well, I'm sure you can text in on that as well. But anyway, you just feel better. There's a special feeling on these days. I said the first day of March Madness, and this is one that I think you agree with as well. Your college football team's first big game of the year.
This was a strong take by you.
I'm not talking about the bowl game. I'm talking about, and it happens every year, from the time I was in college, and they're playing SMU with Eric Dickerson and Craig James, and it's like your first big game, big
the cheaters.
Test. The cheaters. Last year, Clemson, the first, national TV night game. You're testing your team. You're going to get a good look at your new players that you've heard so much about from spring training and then preseason. There's just a feeling in it. There's just a greatness about that day. Masters Sunday. That's one of those where I usually will smoke a brisket or some chicken and ribs because I know I'm going to be in that house all day long.
Posted up
for 7 hours on Masters Sunday. Divisional weekend when it comes to the NFL.
It's a whole weekend now.
Well, okay, Saturday and then Sunday. We'll split up the days. You say, Sunday, this Sunday. I say divisional Saturday, divisional Sunday. And then Super Bowl Sunday to me is just a different kind of really cool feeling that you get because everything you come across in your life that week has somehow related to Super Bowl.
It's a celebration of the football season.
It's a national holiday.
It's a celebration of football season. It should replace Columbus Day, honestly.
Well, they should have it on a Saturday.
I think either that or the Monday off, the Monday after should be a holiday, and they should replace Columbus Day.
I watched Puppy Bowl. I watch, you know, all the shows that are Super Bowl related.
Commercials, Super Bowl commercials.
I watch the grainy old Super Bowl 1-5 replays they have on ESPN 9 or whatever.
And the halftime show?
Halftime, everything. You have celebrities, you know, doing commercials, Super Bowl related. It's just, it's a national holiday. And then the last one that just struck me.
This one was good.
It was just, you hate it. You get depressed a little bit, but it's a great day. Is the day your son beats you in 1-on-1. And I'm talking about the time when you're really trying, not like when they're 7 or 8 years old and you let them win. I can tell you right now exactly where I was, when it was, and what probably the score was. Yeah, I think I can. When both my sons like legitimately beat me in 1-on-1. It's a great
day. They're what, fourth grade? Third grade?
Ninth for the middle kid, 10th for the older.
Okay. All right. 9773 agrees with one of mine. The first day of the college football season, it's such a long wait between football. Like, you have to wait almost 6-7 months for anything to happen. I know you get a little taste of the draft. You have some spring games and stuff. But when that first day of college football, mm-hmm. you know football is here. You know you're 5 days away from the start of the NFL season. And football, your weekends are finally better. Oh, when that happens. Championship Sunday, I've already mentioned that. I think that's the best. Super Bowl Sunday, can't agree more. I think it should be a national holiday. Even people who don't like football are watching the commercials and all that. You're watching Super Bowl Sunday. NBA on Christmas, when there's 5 games, I think this is good. Mm-hmm. If you're a degenerate, just put $100 in a betting account. And while you're at home spending time with your family, just have it on the TV, bet the over-unders, bet right. straight up. I think when there's 5 games that are all showcased right there, I think that's a good day. We already mentioned the first day of the college football season. And the NFL draft, I think this is a little bit more unique.
It's not a game itself. I should have put
that one in mind. The NFL draft, especially on Thursday when it's the first round and you know who all the names are, you wonder, is this quarterback going to go? Who's going to trade up? What's going to happen? The NFL draft, not only the event itself, but the stuff that happens the day of. We found mm-hmm. out last year that Baker Mayfield was going to be the pick of the Browns. I believe it was when Mad Radio was on the air, the show that I was working on at the time. So right. that's when we figured that out. The NFL draft is kind of another element, another good day in sports.
Friend of mine, mom of a teenager in high school, says that now they say vibes.
Vibes, yeah. I don't even know about that.
I got the vibes.
Yeah, I don't know if she's right or
well,
not.
She's on the front lines, man.
I don't know if she's on the front lines or not. I don't know if she's on the right front lines. Ain't no one saying vibes. Ain't no one saying
Figgy.
Feels.
They're saying vibes.
They're saying vibes.
It's getting overused, though.
What?
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of sick of it, but that's
Landry's out of touch.
You know what else is getting overused? Because there's two like words that members of both sexes use that I think are overused and maybe even misused.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Girls are saying
literally way too much. Like, it's almost like, I'm literally so mad right now.
I'm literally on fire.
You're literally.
Well, no, you're not.
You're literally annoying me. Like, girls have misused the term literally, and some guys are misusing the term low key. Like, we've seen on the DWIattorney.com text line. They say low key just for like a normal opinion. Like mm-hmm. this show low key sucks. What's low key about it? Like why are you saying it's low key? That's what a lot of
it either
dudes
does
say
or
now.
It doesn't, right?
Yeah, low key and literally. And you know where this literally comes from? Because I do watch the show.
Mm-hmm.
Kim Kardashian says it all the time.
And
it bugs
she
the hell out of
it?
Me. She's the absolute worst. She drives me absolutely crazy. Kim Kardashian she's one of the worst things in America right now. She's
she
the worst
really
influence.
Is.
She is one of the worst influences, and she's such a lame. She's so terrible. Her other sisters I can actually deal with, but between Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, that is the worst damn couple ever. I don't see why anyone would like them, like especially as a couple. Like, what is there to like about them? And those busted ass Yeezy shoes that these kids are going out and getting now, those are whack too.
I can't disagree with that. And my daughter, who's like 26 now, still watches the Kardashians.
So do I.
I mean, it's crazy.
It's a good show, and you don't know why you're doing it.
Yep.
You don't know why exactly you're watching it, but you just keep watching it. I rewatched Patriots Chiefs yesterday. And you know, the one thing that nobody's talking about leading up to this game, I actually heard Rich
Nobody's
talk
talking
about
Guy.
But I'm not going to count what Rich said yesterday. Kareem Hunt was a big part of this game for the Kansas City Chiefs. He made a couple plays in the passing game, made some plays in the run game. They haven't missed Kareem Hunt yet, but this could be the game on Sunday where I don't think they will, but if they ever were going to miss Kareem Hunt, I think this would be the game where they miss him.
I think it could be, and that's going to be something that's going to be high on their priority in the offseason, getting another running back.
Well, Williams has done a damn
Williams
good
has done
job
a really good
them.
Job, but they you know, unlike some teams we know, I think they're really high on having two quality backs, you know, to get the equal reps out there. Somebody said also amazing. Yes. Amazing is used way. It was amazing. You know, how was dinner? Amazing. You went to Jack in the Box.
Dude, Jack in the Box can be amazing.
Well, okay, you're
right
one
now,
of
got
those.
A variety, bro.
You can say, variety, man, it was really bro. Good. It's Jack in the Box. It's really good.
It's an interesting marketing strategy that Jack in the Box has just flat out blatantly tried to appeal to the stoners to.
Oh,
with
yeah.
Their commercials. Like, they are making no bones about the fact they're trying to appeal to the stoners and potheads. Oh.
And then the commercials, the guy sounds like he's hot.
Yeah, the guy's Jack. going through the drive-thru. 99 tacos for 2 cents. Yeah. They're making no. Everybody on the DWIattorney.com text line, they really are agreeing with literally. The kids, quit saying literally.
Stop it.
Just quit it. Like, quit saying literally. What was a word back? Yeah, groovy was your word, right?
No.
What was your word?
Ours was crunk. Who do you think I am?
Ours was crunk.
Crunk, I remember crunk because I was coaching, for about 10 years there with the crunk generation. I say crunk still to this day because of that. I'm trying, like, when I was in high school.
Groovy.
No, it was not the 60s, dude. Come on now. Far out. I used far out when I was in high school.
That's terrible.
How is that terrible? I think it's cutting edge.
I don't know about far out.
Far out, man.
What was the show when you were in high school? What was the show?
High school?
Yeah.
The ones that I always watched were the Brady Bunch and the Partridge Family.
Brady Bunch was so good. But so much better than the Partridge Family, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. But I think that was middle school for me. I'll have to look up at the years. I'm trying to think of high school shows. I don't really remember, like, these shows. Oh, was NYPD Blue was after high school,
I
think.
My dad was into Hill Street Blues.
Hill Street Blues. That's the one I'm thinking of. Hill Street Blues. Yeah.
When the dude used to always go to jail and he always had the raincoat on and he would always take it off and say
my sons say tight.
Tight? Yeah, I think everybody says tight. I don't think tight's ever – I don't think tight has died. By the way, the crunk era doesn't get enough respect, Figgy.
I still
doesn't
say crunk.
Enough respect. Lil John's going to be a part of the halftime show, I heard.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that, too.
It's going to be nice.
And who's singing the anthem? We heard it.
I don't know. I know Travis Scott's performing the half.
Gladys Knight.
Who's that?
Gladys Knight.
I don't know. I'm asking.
Just
take know.
Okay. Let me just guess who Gladys Knight.
No idea.
Like what she did. Not obviously she was a singer.
She sang.
But what? Like what?
Some soul. I don't know, dude.
So you don't know.
I'll know the song, but I don't know. I don't know what.
You don't
she
know
sang.
Robert Plant. We've established today.
He's Led Zeppelin.
And, well, we had
I
to
just
tell
thought
you.
Led Zeppelin was the guy.
We had to tell you.
But you could play a Led Zeppelin song, and I would tell you it was Led
is
Zeppelin.
Is Alice Cooper a guy or a band?
Alice Cooper is a, it's a guy. He wears all the eye makeup and stuff.
So
I know who that
we've
is.
We've established you don't know who Robert Plant
I know,
is.
I know who Alice Cooper is.
And you
is.
Don't know who Gladys Knight is.
No idea.
Just going to take that midnight train to Georgia and sing the anthem in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah. No idea.
You know this song.
You got a restaurant in Atlanta too.
Who doesn't? I would have gone woo, with. Woo. I would have let Lil Scrappy do the national anthem. I would have let Lil Scrappy with a little bit of Bone Crusher.
Oh, another person from my generation just texted me. We said this too in my generation. Bitching. Yeah.
Like bitching.
That's like crunk. How was it? Bitching.
What?
I'm not lying.
Okay.
Dallas, Knott's Landing were the shows when I was in high school.
Okay.
I said Far Out and Bitchin'.
Okay. Well, that's weird, but okay. That was one of the things. It's just the generational gap between the OG and myself couldn't
hey,
be any bigger. Travis Johnson in the building.
Yeah.
Rocking
I need
the
a
hoodie.
Cigar.
Rocking the hoodie. Coming up next, Bill O'Brien's approval rating. How can it improve? And is that even a possibility? Plus, John Lopez will teach me some other things about his generation, and he'll just make fun of me for not knowing. Plus, stuff Landry likes. Next on In the Loop.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.